Welcome to the Spring Show with Fresh Next. One, two.
You're welcome to the Spring Show podcast, the podcast that inspires, educates, and entertains you. Oh. It's your favorite host, Fresh Next, and I'm so glad to be back this new year on the Spring Show podcast. Happy New Year. I know January is ended already, yeah, but never too late, right? Anyways, I'm glad to be back on the podcast. How are you? How did you spend your new year? Mine has just been all shades of amazing, stressful, busy. Like, I've been up to a lot of things, from the Christmas to the New Year celebration to my son's birthday. My son just turned a year, you know, on 19th of January. And then plus some things that I've been working on. So it's just been so hard and tough. But I'm grateful for the strength to be able to pull through every day. You're welcome to the Spring Show podcast. Stick around, don't go nowhere, just so that you can find out what we are talking about today on the show. I'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Audrey, and you are listening to the Spring Show podcast.
It's Tito the Fire Imagination, and I'm chilling here with Fresh Next on the Spring Show. Listen up, don't tune away. This is where to be. Tito the Fire Imagination say so.
This is the Spring Show with Fresh Next.
You're welcome back from that short break. So today on the show, I want to talk about resolutions and goals, okay? I know how almost everyone tries to, you know, have a resolution, something they want to do in the new year, you know? So I hear a lot of stuff like, okay, so this new year, I want to eat healthy. This new year, I want to lose some weight. This new year, I don't want to do this. I want to quit smoking. You know, so basically resolutions just have to do with intentions, what we want to do. It's like a firm decision on what to do or what not to do, okay? So it's not a goal per se, but the good thing is you can turn your resolution into your goal, right? Does that make any sense? Let me help you make sense out of this. So simply put, when you make a resolution, you are simply just stating what you want to change, all right? But when you set goals, you are simply stating what you want to achieve within a certain time frame, okay? And you also take note of the steps that you need to take just so you can achieve those goals. All right, so we can just say that goals are, like, you know, more specific. Resolutions are just intentions. They're like a statement of intention. While goals are usually statements of commitment, because they are more specific. They are oftentimes action oriented. Okay, because goals require you to take actions. Goals require you to take steps towards achieving them. While resolution is just something you just say from the top of your head. Okay, so it's more like you've had this idea in your head and then you're thinking, okay, this year is a good year to do this thing. So you just say it, but you don't write them down. You don't write down your plans. You don't write down how you plan to go about achieving that particular thing you say you want to do. All right, so let me give you an example. Maybe my resolution this year is to read a lot of books. All right, and so I just say it. I want to read a lot of books this year, and that's where it stops. That's where it ends. I don't say anything more. I don't do anything about it. All right, so then I turn this resolution into a goal by now breaking down the number of books I want to read this year. Instead of saying I want to read a lot of books this year, and so I say I want to read 20 books this year, or say I want to read 12 books this year, and then it makes sense that I write it down and say I'm going to read one book every month, right? Or I say I can read 2 books per month. So I write it down, and then for every time I read a book, I tick it off my to-do list, and then I can see the progress I'm making. So what writing down your goals help you do is it helps you see the progress. It helps you see if you are making progress or if you're just stagnant, as against when you just say from the top of your head, I want to do this. Or my resolution this year is to look good, be healthy. So if your resolution is to be healthy, so what steps steps do you need to take towards being healthy? So maybe you have to make a plan. Okay, so I'll go to the gym maybe once every week, or I can do exercise in my home, or maybe I'll skip every morning. You know, just write something down, not just saying it. Because when you even just say it, trust me, by the end of the year, you will not remember what you said you wanted to do at the beginning of the year, because it was just mere words, okay? But if you write it down, then you are able to remember. You can go back to your journal and then you remember that, oh yeah, I said I wanted to do this by this year. Okay, so how can I achieve this? What can I do to achieve this? Okay, so it makes a lot of sense that you can actually turn your resolution into goals. I remember a friend of mine always telling me, Precious, always write down your plans. Write down your plans. And he shares his own plans with me. And then I'm seeing that this guy is really progressing, because for every time he achieves something on his list, he ticks it off. And then you can see the growth. So your plans could be, I want to do some courses this year. I want to get certain certifications this year. I want to grow my business, or I want to start a business, or I want to be more productive at my workplace. So then you now write down your action plans. Okay, how can you achieve this? What steps do you need to take towards achieving this? So by the end of the year, you can see that you've made a lot of progress, and that way you appreciate yourself more. You're more confident. You know, okay, yes, I put my mind to achieve this and I did it. All right, not just by your own self, but of course with the help of God, because usually it takes discipline, it takes strength, it takes willpower to be able to really achieve something you plan to achieve. All right, so that's just basically what I wanted to share on the podcast today. Since it's the first episode of the new year, I just thought to motivate you, encourage you to turn your resolutions into goals, so that way you can see that you are making progress. Okay, and you can divide them into long-term goals, short-term goals. Okay, which one can I achieve within 3 months? Okay, what can I achieve within 6 months? You know, so that way it makes a lot of sense and you're making progress. Okay, so basically that's all I wanted to share with you on the podcast today. So there are some things I would want you to look forward to. Hopefully it is my plan and I've written it down. So I plan to bring back something we used to do on the podcast in past years. It's called the Be a Hero segment. Now the Be a Hero segment is a segment where people just share, you know, their challenges and how they were able to overcome that particular challenge. So it's like, okay, you had a particular problem or you encountered a particular challenge, and this is how I was able to overcome it. So that way when we share this, you know, it also inspires other people, it encourages other people, and it makes them to know that they are not alone in whatever situation they find themselves. It makes them to know that, oh yes, someone has gone through this and this is how they came out of it. So me too, I can come out of this. All right, so the Be a Hero segment will be coming back soon, hopefully on the next episode. So if you're interested in sharing your story, please send an email to springshowpodcast@gmail.com. springshowpodcast@gmail.com. Send me an email, okay, and let's know how we can work towards achieving this. And something else also I would like to be doing on the show henceforth, it's about those that have lost a loved one. I was discussing with a friend who lost his wife sometime last year, and he thought it was actually a good idea. So the thing is, you lose someone, right? So if you would like to share how that person impacted you, or how that person inspired people, you know, just generally talking about the life of that person, you know, this is another segment I would like to add to the podcast this year, where we are celebrating those that we've lost, okay? And on the other hand, it's like giving us closure and also making people to know, oh, this person was an amazing person. Okay, this is how this person lived their life while they were here on earth. If you would like to be a part of this segment, please also send me an email to springshowpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. We are springshowpodcast on Instagram. On this note, I would like to wrap up the show. I say thank you for listening to the Spring Show podcast. Till when next I come your way, please make sure that you stay safe. Have an amazing year ahead. I pray that this year will be an amazing one for you, and that you would achieve all that you plan to do for the year. And may God bless and keep you. Bye-bye.